Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. 2-for-1, no concern for the future, living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow. Mad cow line dance song.
Hey, Songhai Nation, QT in Songhai back with you here on another Friday afternoon. Some show notes if you're looking for some professional wrestling today. WCWO, like usual, at the Outlaw Arena in Indianapolis, Indiana. ECCW up in Vancouver, BC. Hood Slam featuring the return of Otis the Gimp in Oakland, California. EWF in Corvina, California. RSWF in Memphis, Tennessee. The NWA in McAllen, Texas. RCCW in La Crosse, Wisconsin. NOW in Silver Springs, Florida. Tomorrow night, both Hoosier Pro Wrestling and Emerge happening in Columbus, Indiana. Project 42 right here in our neck of the woods in Seattle, Washington at El Corazon. NWA Blue Collar Wrestling featuring the annual Patty's Cruise In. SCW in Walcott, Iowa. RIPW in Somerset, Kentucky. LPW in Clinton, Massachusetts. ESW in Terre Haute, Indiana, PWB in St. Paul, Minnesota, UPW in Rochester, New York, Chikara in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, ASWA in Mansfield, Ohio, CZW in Voorhees, New Jersey, SPWA in Pocahontas, Tennessee, OSW in Odessa, Texas, IWWA in Moundsville, West Virginia, and MSWA in Rockwood, Tennessee tomorrow. QT, sounds like tons of great shows are happening all over the United States and up in Canada.
Well, Sanjay, have you ever been to Rockwood, Tennessee?
I have not been to Rockwood, Tennessee, although I am very familiar with the promoter down there.
And who's this promoter's name?
Ox Harley.
Oh, okay. Hopefully you have never received a knife-edge chop from Ox Harley.
I, in fact, have.
Oh, okay. Have we gone over that subject? I'm not sure.
I think we have. Our guest is going to be joining us here in just a little bit, but while we are waiting, I want to make sure the fans here in our neck of the woods remember that Project 42 is where they can find me tomorrow night, El Corazon Nightclub. Going to be a huge show. Singapore Kane match is the main event tomorrow. El Sonico versus Derek Drexel, the Devil himself, the man that was on our program last Friday, should be an outstanding main event. You're going to see people like Mike Santiago, Dave Turner, Kellen Wraith, tons of great talent at Project 42 every time they put on a show. And QT, last night in Tacoma, Washington, it was the return of Ethan HD. He was at Defy Wrestling last night to wrestle Jeff Cobb, making his return to the United States after a six-month stay in India where he was the head trainer for the Great Khali's Wrestling School. Very exciting that we have Ethan HD back home in the Pacific Northwest. Although he did lose a loser, never wrestles in Seattle again match just before leaving. So there's that.
Wow. Well, now, Sunday, with all the training and experience that Ethan HD has had at that academy, how well do you think he could match up against this week's Fruit Pie winner, Darth Carta?
It'd be a pretty even bout. And how did that idiot Darth Carta get the Fruit Pie when he clearly lost both of his matches at the last SCW show? He was 0-2. Although I was late to that show. I missed the whole thing. But I heard from the people there he was 0-2.
Well, he put up a very good defense or against Chongo. Yes, it took Chongo longer than average to make Darth Carta tap out. Plus, Darth Carta was sporting the latest in fashion wear. He wore a pork rind hat to the ring. No other wrestler in Northwest history has wore a pork rind hat into the ring with Chongo.
I believe that is confirmed. Now, did he wear it to the ring with Chongo? Did he wear it to both matches?
I think just one. Just one, yes. Now, I cannot give my sources, but that pork rind hat has since been put into retirement. Yes.
How does a hat retire?
Well, usually you have a Catholic priest bless it, and then it retires. I guess. We've hit new highs on this show, yes. A blessed pork rind hat, yes.
That is amazing. Now, QT, he also lost his tag team title shot when he teamed up with As Is Strangler, and they took on Mr. T at the debut of Northwest Alliance. And then before that, he lost to Amsterdam in a inter-city title match. His record's not so impressive, QT. How could he possibly get a fruit pie?
Well, you've got to look at the past fruit pie winners, sign guy. The fruit pie winners run the gauntlet. It does it sometimes. They don't even have to be in state to win. I can confirm that Seymour Stunt was a fruit pie winner.
That he was.
It's my fondest wish that Seymour Stunt would come out here and wrestle As Is or Jarrell Nelson. Wouldn't that be a good matchup?
Bobby, so you're pining for the return to the Pacific Northwest of Jarrell Nelson also.
Yes. Now, to your knowledge, sign guy, has there ever been a fruit pie winner from out of state coming back, coming to Washington State and putting the fruit pie on the line?
I've never heard of such a thing.
Boy, that'd be great. If one day we do get Seymour Snot out here and he brings that, a fruit pie wasn't delivered in his care package. I just remembered. Of all the things that care package of fruit pie was missing, that was terrible.
Yes. Now, QT, I believe our guests have arrived.
Oh, okay.
Do we have the members of the bomb shelter with us?
Yes. Can you hear us?
Indeed so.
Awesome. How are you guys doing?
Doing very well. Now, for a proper introduction, I believe we've had most of you on the program in the past, but for the fans that may not be familiar with the bomb shelter as a collective unit, could you introduce all who has joined us today?
I'm here, Joseph Schwartz, the mad scientist of the group. We got Randy West.
I'm the muscle.
She's the muscle. I'm a monster! Yeah, and Zodiac. Zodiac and his pre-workout.
I'm all natural.
I'm sure there's all natural workouts, you know. Well, for the people that may not be familiar, and if you are unfamiliar, shame on you, the Bomb Shelter largely competes in the Midwest. They are one of the most feared factions going there. And tomorrow night, as a matter of fact, Joseph Schwartz, I believe it is your return to the ring for Emerge Wrestling after an injury hiatus, correct?
That is correct. 2 months out, ACL surgery. It's virtually, it was non-existent. They told me I had to absolutely get it repaired, and I'm ready, and I'm ready to get back into the ring and ready to get my life of wrestling back.
While you were away, the other members of the Bomb Shelter, of course, were busy and active in the ring. The Zodiac has competed all over the map, and longtime veteran in that area. Randy West has beaten up everyone, male and female, that she could find. She's held championships normally held by men in the last few months. Oh, I'll start with Randy West. What's it like having the complete package back together now? Now that Joseph Schwartz is ready to go, he's ring ready. What's the feelings going into having the complete Bomb Shelter available again?
Even when one of us is down, we're still all a complete unit. You know, even if we're down, we're still promoting the other two, or just promoting the brand itself. So to say that he wasn't 100% when he wasn't 100% is it's silly. But to have him out there in even better shape than he was when he left for his injury, and we're really excited. We're really excited to he's got some crazy things in mind that he's been working on since he's been down for his injury, so it should be pretty entertaining for you guys, that's for sure, because I know that we're entertained by the thought of it. So,
now, Zodiac, with your partner back and 100% again, looking at the landscape of things, do you think that now is the prime opportunity for the two of you to go after whatever tag team titles might be up for grabs in the region?
I'm thinking every region. We have an Ultimo Dragons mindset going on right now. I'm thinking like Midwest, East, everywhere. If there's a tag belt, I want to put it in my bag and take it with me. I like shiny things. Shiny things. I like the shiny.
I can definitely understand that.
We have two of them.
Understanding of things is tomorrow at Emerge, the Bomb Shelter is going to be tangling with Raven's group. Now, Joseph Schwartz coming back into the ring for the first time in a few months and coming off surgery, do you feel prepared for a man with the experience and the pedigree of Raven?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very confident in what we do as a team, especially with me and Zodiac out there, and then we've got Haley Shadows and Jason Saint. I'm not worried one bit what we can all do as a team. To say it wouldn't be a fight is absolutely an understatement. It's going to be a fight, but Chris Caliber and Karma accompanying Raven to war, I mean, it's going to be just that. It's going to be war. And I'm prepared. And so is Zodiac, and so is the rest of the team.
Now, I'll just throw this out there to the three of you. A number of years ago, Raven conveniently forgot to give me my $40 in change when I purchased a picture from him. If any of you had the opportunity to reclaim that change, there would be a reward.
Are you putting a bounty on Raven? When we already have a bounty. Are you doubling up the bounty?
I am doubling up the bounty because he very conveniently forgot to give me my change for the past 7 years.
Well, there's a reason we're time bandits. We've been collecting bounties the last couple of weeks. We collected one on Flash Flanagan last week.
Well, we got to have a talk about that. There was a fine print that Drew...
No. Drew Skills owes us money.
Because it
was a DQ. When you owe indie wrestler money, that money's going to get paid.
Is this $40 in American or is this Space Bucks?
space dollars.
I would take it to the airport and convert it to space dollars if it's more convenient for you.
Basically sprocket?
Yes. Space
absolutely.
Credits.
Absolutely.
The money.
They got that fancy chip
right
in
there,
you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Damn it.
They're not putting nothing in me.
They're not putting nothing in me.
Now, Randy West, you and Karma possess two of the most deadly forearm strikes of any competitor, be it male, be it female, in that whole region. I'm looking forward to see what happens when the two of you square off. Have you had much opportunity to come across Karma before in the ring?
I haven't worked with her in the ring personally, but I've heard some good things about her, and I've seen some of her matches and stuff like that, and I've been in the talks right now with Emerge, actually, to start working with the company there, so hopefully this match with the boys and Haley Shadows goes well tomorrow, and the Emerge office will bring me in for the next show, hopefully, so we can get the whole bomb shelter at Emerge.
Now, Mr. Schwartz, you made reference to this earlier. Of course, the three of you are the bomb shelter, but there's also, on occasion, more of you. Haley Shadows, who's a great young talent, and Jason Saint, who's one of the most overlooked performers, perhaps, in any role in wrestling right now. When all of you get together, do you think that there's any faction anywhere in independent wrestling right now that can come close to what you guys do?
I like to think of it like a Power Ranger effect. I mean, together we're like the Green Ranger, but when you have Horror Show combined with the Green Ranger, it becomes that shield that protects the Green Ranger. It's like just a mega fighter. It's a mega version of a fighter. It's an ultimate hybrid when you get Bomb Shelter and Horror Show together. It's the best way to put it. It's the Transformers theory. You just, once you come together, it makes a bigger, badder machine, and you can't stop a train.
Now, Zodiac, you're someone that has a lot of experience in working in tag teams and in factions. You've had many partners over the last several years. Do you feel like Bomb Shelter right now might be the most perfect fit that you've ever had as far as being in a faction?
Who is that directed towards? I'm sorry?
The Zodiac.
I didn't hear what you said. You got to speak up, Jason.
Sorry. Now,
it's hard to hear
through
a mask.
Someone that has been in tag teams and in factions before in their career, many different times with many different people, do you think that Bomb Shelter might be the most perfect fit for you as far as a tag team or a faction?
Oh, yeah. This has been top of the key. Stop holding a gun to my head, Schwartz. This is the top of the key. This has been the most fun and most productive and most lucrative and most traveled that everything's been. And everything works well together. And, like, we've got, and the cutest, because Randy West is making smiley faces at me and stuff and that. And Schwartz has awesome hair, and I still wear a mask because I have to wear a mask. But, yeah, I would say so. We bring all kinds of elements to the table that a lot of people don't, and there's a good name. If you like a certain thing, you're going to find it. I like it a lot. You're going to get a fight. You might get entertained. You might get a broad kicking you in the face. It's a show. I like it.
Al, speaking of masks, for the people listening today that may not know it, Randy West is well regarded as a very good maker of gear. How has the gear-making business been going for you, Miss West?
Busy. Really busy. I got about 4 orders in right now. I mean, it's just one of those things it's one of those things that I learned when I was younger. I didn't think I'd ever use in my life, and then it ended up being, something that I could do just to pass the time almost in between shows. So I enjoy it a lot, and I know that the people that have gotten gear from me so far that no one's ever spoke up about it, they all enjoy it too, and that, you know, so it's a good thing. It's a good thing to have as a plan B also, you know. Plan B.
They're afraid to tell you.
I said plan B.
Now, out of curiosity, what has been the most complicated piece of gear that someone has asked you to make so far?
Anything Joseph Schwartz. Hands down. He's got zippers and clamps, and it's just out of control. Capes and stuff and things.
My stuff lights up.
He's got lights on his gear, for Pete's sakes.
Now, are the fans there in Columbus, Indiana at Emerge going to see something special as far as gear goes for the big return?
Absolutely. We've got something very, very special in store. I think the best way to put it is, like, this is our Demon Balor style entrance. This is what's going to be our different entrance, our spectacle of an entrance that you only get every so often for big time matches and big time promotions. Like what Emerge is throwing tomorrow is such a big spectacle. We just can't show up regular bomb shelter. That's bomb shelter. There is no such thing as regular bomb shelter to begin with, let alone what people are going to see tomorrow. I think it's going to be very special.
You could say we really tipped the scales with this one.
Yes.
I like players.
We slithered our way into something cool.
Now, Zodiac, you have been to Columbus, Indiana many times in your career. You're no stranger to that town, and I'm sure you've had many experiences there. What do you think the fans are in store tomorrow as far as the barn shelter is concerned that they have maybe not seen out of the Zodiac in the past?
I mean, you never know what you're going to see. I mean, that's where the whole hybrid thing comes in. It's something different all the time. I don't know what I'm going to do half the time until I get in there.
Top rope Frankensteiner.
That may happen.
To Raven.
That may happen.
Can you kick somebody in the face for me?
I could. Or the beak. Could I kick somebody
in
the
beak?
In his beak.
In the
big
beak.
Flamingo beak.
Yes. He evolved into a flamingo beak. And now he's an old crow. Not that
Might
he could
just get a bounty. Well, at this point, my co-host QT standing by, and I know QT has some questions for all of you, so I'm going to pass things over to him for a bit.
Well, thank you, Sangai. Hello, Bomb Shelter.
Hello.
Hey.
Bomb Shelter, I saw your YouTube video entitled 2017, the Bomb Shelter entrance video, Take Cover by Mickey Ruckus. Mr. Zodiac, would you agree that if you fused the talents of Snoop Dogg and Rebecca Black, who had the hit song It's Friday, and you could put this on the animated cartoon South Park, that you could lull your opponent into a false sense of security and thus throw them off their game plan if you had Take Cover playing at a 50 decibel level throng through PV amplifiers suspended above the ring?
Well, my thought was actually to put two subwoofers in my jacket at 70 decibels, and then put it more on a Stewie and Brian Griffin kind of time-traveling Family Guy theme. And if we really kick up the bass on it, I think it may blow the feathers off of Raven and really tweak everybody's mind.
I follow fat people with tubas.
Wow, so is there any chance you will, in the future, fuse the talents of Snoop Dogg and Rebecca Black?
I'm not really a Snoop Dogg guy. Ever since he forgot about Dre, he kind of got on my bad side.
Oh, yes, Dr. Dre, yes. Oh, okay. Well, Joseph, I saw your YouTube video entitled Bomb Shelter versus TJ Kemp and JKO. Now, Jason Saint parted the red velvet curtain and led you and Zodiac down to the ring where TJ Kemp was doing his warm-ups. My question is, are there any truth to the rumors that Jason Saint is from the same town as Mr. Kennedy, that being Green Bay, Wisconsin?
I don't think so. I think he's from Louisville, Kentucky.
No.
Where's he from?
I don't think he's from Louisville. I think he lives past
Louisville.
Yeah.
Last house on the left. It's like the last house on the left.
Yeah, last house on the left. Jason Saint's the last house on the left.
Somewhere there.
Somewhere in Kentucky.
In Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Oh, okay. Well, we've settled it down to Baton Rouge and Kentucky, yes. They're pretty similar.
I mean, he looks good in a nice Baton Rouge.
Yes, there's something about Jason Saint, though, that I could see being in the bluegrass state of Kentucky and being astride of a Shetland pony. Yes, Shetland pony.
Oh, my.
He's more of a Palomino.
He's like a mini horse.
Did you know that Jason Saint's mom has a pool?
Jason Saint's mom does have a pool.
My mom makes better.
That's true.
Just saying that if you want to get over with Bomb Shelter and you got a pool, you're halfway home.
His pool has a slide.
His pool has a slide.
Yeah, that's why I go
home. Man, it's pretty
smart. Now, is it above ground pool or a built-in pool?
It's an above ground pool.
It's an above ground pool, but we're not picky.
Slide.
We're indie wrestlers.
Yeah.
Once we get signed, we'll worry about underground pools.
He's more on that slick level of manager yet. He's not quite Bobby Heenan.
We're going to get
Bobby Heenan has a cool in-ground game.
Right? Yeah, we want cement. We'll get that cement pond money.
He's playing that Bobby Heenan crazy.
Have you ever had to tell Jason Saint to stop jumping up and down on a diving board?
No, because he usually gets to two jumps and then he takes a short little nap.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Hey, he's here to cut the promos. We don't judge.
He can squat 400 pounds, though. It's impressive.
Yeah, he just can't stand up after.
I saw Jason Saint one time put Congo Kong on his shoulders and do a squat. It was amazing.
Wow.
Stuffed toy of Congo Kong.
No, it was really Congo Kong.
Oh. All right. Well, Joseph, I'm not sure what town your match against TJ Kemp and JKO took place in, but you
Indianapolis,
came down to the
Indiana.
Ring. Oh, okay. That's why you came down to the ring in a gas mask.
Yes.
I was going to ask if this was because the building was filled with meth fumes.
mostly the meth fumes, but there was a couple crack fumes, so sometimes they fume together, and that's just not my bag, so I try not to breathe the same air, but yeah. However, that kind of air creates Bomb Shelter fans, so it's kind of like this whole vicious circle. We've got this whole Hot Topic following. It's great.
Wait, what?
NWA Circle City presents Breaking Bad.
NWA Circle City says, yeah, Breaking Bad. A benefit for Walter White.
Damn.
Wow, all right. Okay, Breaking Bad, very good. Well, Mr. Zodiac, after the initial beatdown of TJ Kemp, JKO made his ring debut with a steel chair. You bailed out of the ring, and Joseph ripped up two signs that were being held up by the fan. One of the signs said, "You stink," and the other sign appeared to have said, "I hope the Bomb Shelter team has high blood pressure." My question is, did you feel guilty about Joseph ripping up the signs that took, I'm sure, 2 hours to make because the people that made them had to run a spell check, plus they had to check for correct syntax and verb and noun placement in a standard sentence?
Well, the blood pressure one I was a little upset about because hypertension is a really big thing across the states, and I think there should be awareness of hypertension. I suffer from it myself. I'm a very hypertense kind of guy, if you can't tell, and I'm on pills for it and for other stuff. However, the other sign, though, had poor grammar and punctuation, and I did not appreciate the penmanship, so when he ripped it up, it brought a small smile to my heart.
Wow.
And the small four-year-old girl he made cry was entertaining.
Well, Roddy Piper was on hypertension.
Hypertension.
Yes.
Do you have hypertension?
What's that?
You should get checked for hypertension.
I take herbal supplements daily for hypertension. It's no joke.
Me too.
Yes. Those are different.
Herbal
supplements. Yes.
I think Shine Guy himself suffers from low tension. Low tension, yes.
Low tension?
Low tension. Yes. He's been hanging out with Snoop Dogg, and Snoop Dogg's a low-tension character. Yes. Well, Mr. Zodiac, if you freeze the video at the 6 minute and 29-second mark, you can see TJ being thrown off balance by a chop block that you threw on TJ's right knee. He went down faster than the stock market on the Black Friday crash of 1987. My question is, did you learn how to chop block while playing high school football? And was your favorite player Seattle Seahawks safety Kenny Easley, who just got inducted into the Hall of Fame?
No, actually, I learned how to chop block by watching the Lawrence Taylor Bam Bam Bigelow match from WrestleMania. I found his offensive style impressive and his technique on point. So I spent about 6 months studying that match and learned how to do that chop block. And it was actually to his left leg, if I remember correctly.
Oh, okay. Now, Mr. Zodiac, is it true that one of your favorite movies is Major Payne, in which Bam Bam Bigelow had a bit part?
When he did the Billy Jack scene and kicked him in the face, it was impressive.
Yeah, yes. if you don't watch and and enjoy Major Payne, you're on our hate list. We hate you. I hate you. Major Payne is a staple.
Major Payne is like my third favorite movie, right underneath The Princess Bride and The Breakfast Club.
God save Lorne Michaels.
Yes, please.
Lord Jesus.
Well, QT, I understand that the bomb shelter has some work to do today, so they're going to have to wrap up pretty quickly. But if the three of you have anything at all you want to say, plug, and promote, absolutely anything, Mr. Schwartz, we'll start with you.
You can follow me on Twitter, at Gears of Schwartz. You can also follow me under the same name on Instagram. My name is on Facebook. You can follow us there. We've always got merchandise for sale. Don't be afraid to inbox us. We will get back to you as soon as we can. We got a merge in Shelbyville tomorrow, wrestling Raven and the Flock of Karma and Caliber. And next week, after that, you can catch myself at Pro Wrestling Freedom on Friday night, where I'll battle Brian Beach, and I have a surprise for everybody there in Jeffersonville, Indiana, as well. The following night, you can catch Zodiac and I at All-Star Wrestling again in Shelbyville. I'm sorry, in Shelbyville at the fairgrounds, where we will be taking on the X-Men for the All-Star Pro Wrestling Tag Team title.
And that's like axe, like an actual tool, not the body.
Yeah, they come out with axe handles.
Not the body split.
So... That's what we've got. That's going on for me. Here's Randy.
You can follow me on Facebook at Randy West. I have the fancy Twitter that is at Ran West Wrestling with no G on it because I like to be fancy. A gear by Randy West on Facebook. If you want to get some gear made, check out what I've done, what I got up there. It's pretty cool. And next weekend, I will be at PWF with a mystery opponent, so it should be pretty interesting. God only knows what they have up their sleeve there. And then Saturday, I make my debut for Premier Championship Wrestling in Cleveland, Ohio, against Laura Loveless. So that should be pretty it's the first time we're getting in the ring together and locking up, so it should be pretty entertaining.
Well, good luck, Randy.
Zodiac, you got anything?
Oh, is it my turn? Yeah, there we go. Okay. I'm sorry, I was looking at Facebook. Yeah, we got the Emerge show coming up tomorrow. I'll be in Georgetown for Primetime Wrestling this Sunday. IWA Mid-South every Thursday in Memphis, Indiana. This coming up Thursday, it's me and Mance Warner, I do believe, against the Hickey Boys in a country whipping match. They thought it was smart to hit me with a belt. I'm into that kinky stuff, so it's all right. So it turned into a strap match. I like that. Then from then on, I believe we have 0-1 coming up in the 2nd of September. Yeah, that's it. Thank you for the heads up. What?
I think we got MIP, Midwest.
Yes,
Impact.
Midwest. You use letters. I use words.
So many letters.
Yeah, Midwest Impact Pro. That's coming up the 26th and 27th. I believe we're doing some tag battles there for some tag belts.
Yes, we will let them know. That's information we can't disclose fully yet.
I don't know what's
they will make
on.
The announcement sooner than later.
Schwartz just said we're fighting people in this town. Come there. So I said, okay. And then you can find me on the Twitter at Hybrid Zodiac. I'm on Instagram, too, under I think it's underscore Zodiac underscore Facebook. Marzipan. No, wait. Yeah, that's all the social medias I have, isn't it?
Is that a MySpace?
No, they shut my MySpace down.
I have a MySpace, though.
Copyright infringement.
I have a MySpace, though.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Evidently, you can't
claim
the rights to the camera phones.
Well, I think that's it for us, because we will not stop talking. We truly enjoy being a group.
Don't stop the rock.
I'm familiar with that. Well, Bomb Shoulder, it's been a delight having you on the show. Best of luck. I hope you collect that bounty tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you're anywhere near a show where Bomb Shoulder is going to be in any form, go check them out. Very, very good at what they do. They collect bounties on sports entertainers if they've stolen your change.
Said, if change, don't get jail time for doing change.
Yes, don't do that. And if anyone out there is a trained professional wrestler and you need ring gear, Randy West is a good source.
Absolutely.
I can do it. You can think it. I can make it.
All right. Well, Bomb Shelter, thanks again for being on today. Always a pleasure to hear from you. And best of luck tomorrow night there at Emerge and the rest of your bookings. Stay safe out there.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Don't stop. Well, QT, we did it. Great interview with the Bomb Shelter, all three of them getting together for the first time in a few months to compete. And hopefully I'll get my change back finally after all these years.
Yes, that would be good. You need that change to go to the Grateful Bagel. Yes.
I could take it there and spend it. Maybe get a nice coffee and, what do you think, maybe a muffin?
Yes. Now, Sign Guy, how do you think the Bomb Shelter would do against El Sonico, Derek Drexel, and Ethan HD? Would that be a contrast to styles?
I don't know if Derek Drexel and Sonico would get along well enough for a long enough period of time to do that.
Well, if they could somehow put their differences aside, say if it was up for a prestigious belt, maybe a Circle City belt, I think El Sonico and Derek Drexel.
Do they have a six-man tag belt?
Well, I think if they don't, they should. Yes.
Well, you're going to have to take that up with the fine people of Circle City Wrestling.
Oh, okay. You know, speaking of which, Sign, Circle City has an event called Chaos this on Friday, August 11th, at the Irving Theater, 5505 East Washington Street in Indianapolis.
Well, there you go. Circle City always puts on first-class quality event. So if you're in Indianapolis next week, you should definitely check that out. Lots of big things happening in the Indianapolis area in the next several weeks.
Well, I got to tell you, Sign, Now, ringside seats go for $30, and general admission go for $20. A little bit more spending than, say, a blue-collar wrestling.
It is, but they have a lot of good outside talent, a lot of people that you have seen on television compete at Circle City. So, well worth it still, I think. They have great events.
And I would think that they give a military discount. Yes.
I believe that they do.
Oh, okay. Yes. Well, I got to tell you, that Jason Saint, he's certainly a good-looking young man. He reminds me of a young Playboy Buddy Rose with his hairstyle, Jason Saint.
I could definitely see that. Yeah, I could see the resemblance.
Yes, okay. Wow. You know, and I was very interested that the bomb shelter group was into time travel. You don't usually see wrestling groups having the ability to time travel.
What about Eli McFly?
Well, that's true. He's a rare exception, yes.
Now, QT, if you were able to go anywhere in time with the bomb shelter, where would you go and what type of coffee would you drink?
Well, I would probably speak to Randy West about that. I think out of Joseph Schwartz and Zodiac, Randy West would probably be able to handle the time-traveling machine the best. I'm not sure why, but I think Zodiac would be a little bit distracted. And Mr. Schwartz, well, he'd be probably doing the admin work of the group and lining up T-shirt sales. So I think Randy West would have her hands free to handle the machine. Where would I like to talk to, put in a request to time travel with the bomb shelter? I would say September 2nd, 1945, in Tokyo Bay, aboard the battleship Missouri, when Japan was signing the surrender documents.
Very good choice. And what type of coffee would you have?
Well, I believe that time travel by that machine is pretty expensive. Everyone would have to chip in for the power source to, fund this time travel machine. So we would be a little bit short on cash. So we would have to find a petty officer, sailor, E4 in rank, to sneak down to the enlisted mess deck and get us those cups of coffee. So it's like when everyone is concentrating on Hirohito, I think that was, or the Emperor of Japan, when he was signing the documents, here comes this petty officer, Mr. Schwartz, Mrs. West, Miss West, and Zodiac, and QT, I've got your coffee from the enlisted mess. Here you go. Then we would take a drink, and not too impressed. And I would say, since I had experience with Navy and Coast Guard coffee, hey, you got this out of like one of those 25-pound Navy tins, the one with black lettering that doesn't really have a product. It just has government writing on it, didn't you? And he would say, yes. That's a scenario sign, guy. 25-pound of shiny metal tin of coffee with government lettering on it. Who knows? It's probably been stored in dry stores where they keep all the coffee and canned goods, and it's probably been trampled upon. But since it's in a tin box, it doesn't really affect the coffee. It's just that it's been sitting in 100-degree heat below decks in dry stores for months on end before it was open. That's what I'm getting at.
That was very, very detailed.
Very detailed, yes. Now, where would the Golden Songbird Amos go if she could time travel with the bomb shelter? Would it also be aboard the battleship Missouri? Would she go along with us? Or would she go somewhere else?
I'm going to guess she would go to I'm going to say You see, when the dead man's hand was invented, when Wild Bill Hickok was shot.
Oh, that was the Aces and Eights, huh?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes, I think that was somewhere in Wyoming, I believe. Dead man's hand.
Deadwood, South Dakota, I believe.
Oh, Deadwood, South Dakota. Well, I'll look that up real quick, yes. I would encourage her to go there. She would be like a saloon keeper, kind of like not really the bartender, but the lady that would serve the drinks. Yes. Let me see here.
All right.
Very good choice for Laren Golden Songbird Amos. Yes. All right, let me see. I'm looking up that Dead Man's Ham. I'm just hoping that Big V is listening right now.
You never know.
Well, I can only hope you. Okay, here we go. The making of poker's Dead Man Hand has varied through the years. Okay, currently it is described as a two-pair poker hand consisting of the black aces, black aces and black eights. This and an unknown hole card were reportedly held by the Old West folk hero and lawman, gunfighter Wild Bill Hickok. Well, what was the ace card? Here it is. Here it has a picture of aces and eights, and the hole card is turned down. I don't know if anyone has discovered what the hole card was.
I'm not sure.
Okay, let me see now. Nora, from the legend that it was the five-card stud hand held by James Butler Hickok when he was shot in the back of the head by Jack McCall on August 2nd, 1876 at Nuttall Metal and Man's Saloon at Deadwood, Dakota Territory.
So I was right. It was Deadwood, South Dakota.
Nuttall and Man's Saloon. Okay. Well, let me see now. The makeup. Okay. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Let me see. Jack McCall. Ace of Clubs. Ace of Clubs. Oh, wait a second. And the Queen of Hearts and the small drop of Hickok's blood on it. I believe the Queen of Hearts was a hole card. I guess so. Let me see now. Okay, the cards were retrieved from the floor by a man named Neil Christie, who then passed them to his son. The son, in turn, told Mr. Bryham of the composition of the hand. Here is an exact identity of the cards as told to me by Christie's son. The Ace of Diamonds with a heel mark on it. What does that mean? Ace of Diamonds. The Ace of Clubs. Oh, okay. Ace of Spades, Ace of Clubs. Two black eights, clubs and spades, and the Queen of Hearts.
Very interesting. Now, QT, my sources indicate that tomorrow is going to be your return to Project 42, their Errol Corazon nightclub. Can you confirm these?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'll be there. And I'm hoping to drive most of the way, or at least into Seattle, and then you could drive from your apartment into the heart of Seattle. I don't want to really take a rental car into the heart of Seattle, or at least the one I
have. Very interesting.
Yes.
Now, QT, can you confirm or deny that you are in secret negotiations, and next week those negotiations have led to return of this show from that idiot Darth Carta?
Yes, Darth will be on the show Sunday, yes.
Are you sure it's not next Friday?
Oh, next Friday, okay. Who's on Sunday then? See, I was so excited about having Darth Carta on, I immediately just assumed he or she was on Sunday.
Nope. Sunday kicks off Gouge Month. It's going to be Gouge Month. The whole month of August we will have Seymour Snot.
Well, that's good because I can ask him about his care package that he received. Many people at Blue Collar Wrestling were asking what indeed was that care package that I did send Seymour Snott. What was in it? Yes.
Well, I believe there were some condiments and a Sharpie.
Yes. Yes, and Buddy Highway was wondering if I did send a fruit pie to Seymour Snott.
He did not get a fruit pie. He was very upset over that. He might bring that up on Sunday.
Well, you know, I've got a plethora of questions I'm going to ask Darth Carter on Friday. They're going to be a little bit different from the ones I asked Seymour Snott. You know, Sangay, I think Seymour Snott his autographed picture is one of my favorite in my collections. It's the glasses that make all the difference. The little glasses at the end.
Now, do you have that in a frame above your mantle?
Not really in a frame, and it's not really above my mantle. I don't
really have
a mantle here.
Oh, that's too bad. Did you put it in a top loader and put that above your closet?
It's a modified top loader, yes. Does Seymour Snott have a musical background that you know of? Music?
Not to my knowledge.
Oh, okay. Damn. I was going to ask him to form a band on Sunday.
Well, you can still ask him. I don't know if he would have a musical background or not, but you could always ask.
Oh, okay. Well, let me see. I can quick research here. I'm very good at this. Okay, Seymour Snott. Okay. Here we go. Let me see. Height, 6 foot, weight 215. Okay, I guess that's legitimate. Hometown, the Silicon Valley, and RTP. I don't know what RTP is. Finisher, the Snot Drop. Let me see now. Denunci forearms is the signature move. The nose tweak. The flying snot, a hot chop, is one of the signature moves. Let me see now. They don't really have anything about the. Let me see any musical background. Well, I'm a little bit disappointed. I can suggest how he can improve his Facebook page. That's what I'm going to do.
All right. Now, QT, if Seymour Snott does not have a musical background, is there anyone else on the Gouge roster whom you will offer the position of keyboardist?
How about Jacob Hammermeyer?
Jacob Hammermeyer?
Yes.
Okay. He once got a rock and a candy bag during a Four Corners trick-or-treat match. I witnessed it.
Oh, but that is huge. Sign guy, why hasn't there ever been a trick-or-treat match at Blue Collar Wrestling?
Well, because no one's booked it.
Now, if there is one hopefully coming up this October 31st, what would you put in Gregor Petrov's bag if he extended said bag to you? What would you put? Mars bar?
Probably the little airplane bottles of vodka.
Vodka, okay. First, let me check to all our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners exactly what day Halloween is on. I'm hoping it's a Sunday. Here we go. Halloween. O-W-E-E-N. Halloween. What day does it fall on? Yes. What day is it? 4/2017. You got to be very particular here. 2017. This is, okay, here we go. Boy, I'm hoping it's Sunday. Let's see. Here we go. When is Halloween 2017? That's a balls on the, okay, here is a chart that, well, okay, let me see. 2017. Oh, this is a terrible site. Well, I do have that spinning wheel.
Is it a roulette wheel?
No. Okay, here it is. No, wait a second. Your day, Halloween falls on. Okay, 2012, it fell on a Wednesday. 2013 on a Thursday. Oh, this doesn't look so good. It falls on a Tuesday.
It really does. Now, will you go to a promotion that runs on a Tuesday and attempt to have this match made there?
I guess I would, yes.
The next what promotion Halloween, did you run on a Tuesday?
Well, boy, how about Tulalip Championship Wrestling? Yes.
I'm pretty sure they're defunct.
I would pay huge money to start it up again and see the fat guys in shorts. That guy.
How much money are we talking?
Not too much.
You just said it would be huge.
Well, yeah, huge for my wallet. Sunday,
now,
QT, Sunday,
where would you run this Tulalip Championship Wrestling card?
Oh, I'd probably run it in downtown Tacoma. Yes.
And how would it be Tulalip if it's in Tacoma?
Yes, it'd be Tulalip Tacoma card. I just don't want Coach Mike Jones traveling that far.
All right. Is he going to be in the main event?
Well, yes. Yes. Coach Mike Jones in a Halloween take all Hell in a Cell. Coach Mike Jones. Hell in a Cell.
Oh,
take
okay.
All.
Take all of what?
Take all the Halloween candy. Yes.
Oh, okay. Would you fly in Beast Barnett to officiate?
I'd fly in Dave the Beast Barnett, yes. We've got to let him know about this. Yes.
I'm going to let him know about this right this instant so he can prepare.
Boy, I'll look forward to that.
Probably will. We'll get a free flight out of it. Now, will you put him up in a hotel, or are you going to get a fold-out bed put into your apartment?
Oh, probably a fold-out bed, yes.
Now, will you serve him fresh coffee every morning that he's in town for this?
I think we got instant, just like Mr. Bookman wanted on Jerry Seinfeld. Seinfeld, you got any coffee? No coffee. Why don't you have any coffee? How about freeze-dried? Pour in a little water, there's your coffee. That's one of my favorite Seinfeld episodes, scenes. Mr. Bookman in Jerry's apartment. I know it's Kurt Frazes. Yes.
Is this confirmed?
Oh, it's confirmed. You can ask him.
I will.
It's either that, or it was when Kramer was running down the street with a wrist board. Thought Newman was cheating. And he was chasing after his car that was getting towed. Yes. Now, Sondag, can you tell
I have a message out to Barnett to confirm his flying in. I will now confirm this Seinfeld rumor.
Oh, good. Yes. This is very important. Yes. And can you tell Laren Golden Song Verdamus that the next Halloween to fall on a Sunday is 2021?
All right. Well, QT, we're just about out of time today, so we'll wrap this up nice and neat. I want to thank the Bomb Shelter for taking time to be with us here today. Always a pleasure to hear from them. And if you're up here in our neck of the woods, Project 42 is where you can find myself and apparently QT. Tomorrow night, the doors open, I believe, at 8:30. Show starts at 9 p.m., so join us for that. We'll start off Gouge Month here on the show on Sunday. Seymour Snot, first member of that roster to be with us. So join us then, and we will talk to you on Sunday afternoon.
Oh, okay.